the very big aloha. This is Cindy Paulo's Talk Story, and I am so honored to have Clifford Nioli on the line. And Clifford, of course, is getting everything prepared for the huge event there at the Ritz-Carlton for the 31st Annual Celebration of the Arts. It's such a massive event that deals with so many wonderful cultural events and everything you could imagine involving the arts in Hawaii. And Clifford, how are you?
I'm doing better. A quick comment on the word massive. It's massive in terms of the cooperation from all the people, but it's something that welcomes everybody. So please don't feel like you're going to be, you know, engulfed in thousands and thousands of people. No, this is a very, very, very much an get to know, sit down individual event. You've seen it before, how we get to just sit down and talk stories. So massive by in terms of a participation from our panelists, our filmmakers, our musicians, and our dancers, and our cooks, and our, you know, artisans, everything like that. But it is something that is very spacious enough so that you can sit down and really get to know somebody.
That is the truth. And I have to read something that I checked on Facebook this morning that stopped me in my tracks. It was so powerful. This is written by Clifford Nioli, folks.
Uh-oh.
Okay, no, this is powerful. This was, I believe, this morning or last night. Barely the day has started, and it's already 6 in the evening. Barely arrived on Monday, and it's already Friday, and the month is over, and the year is almost over, and already 40, 50, 60 years of our lives have passed, and we realize that we lost our parents and many of our dearest friends and relatives, and we realize it's too late to go back. So let's try, despite everything, to enjoy the remaining time. Let's keep looking for activities that we like. Let's put some color in our gray. I love that line. I want to write a poem about that. Let's put some color in our gray. Let's smile at the little things in life that put a pitter-patter in our hearts. And again, we must continue to enjoy with serenity the time that we have left. Let's try to eliminate the afters. I'm doing it after. I'll say it after. I'll think about it after. We leave everything for later, like after is ours. Because what we don't understand is that afterwards the coffee gets cold. Afterwards, priorities change. Afterwards, the charm is broken. Afterwards, health passes. Afterwards, children grow up. Afterwards, parents get old. Afterwards, promises are forgotten. Afterwards, the day becomes night. Afterwards, life ends. And then it's often too late. So let's not leave anything for later, because still wanting to see later, we can lose the best moments, the best experience, the best friends and family. Our day is today. The moment is now. We no longer at the age where we can afford to postpone what needs to be done right away. It looks like an eternity, but it's a short trip. Enjoy life and always be kind. Clifford, that was one of the most powerful messages. That just blew me away.
Thank you. Thank you.
And it's
I appreciate it. It's like an epiphany. Like, you know, some of us are accepting so much kuleana and filling in. If I got an hour free time here and someone asks, okay, I'll do it. Or we're just filling ourselves up with so many other things that we forget the main thing, which is us.
Yeah.
And to me, that affects our health. And so I'm learning, and I hope I don't offend anybody by that way of thinking. It was just a way of thought. But
there's nothing offensive. No,
thank
there's
you.
Nothing offensive. It's the truth. And it takes, and it's sad if it takes our dying breath to realize that. So that's why.
That's the too late afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, it really hit home for me, and I thank you. It really touched me. you have so much going on. Starting on Friday morning, there's going to be some people gathering there early to begin the whole experience. It's 31 years of this tradition. It's quite a wonderful thing, isn't it?
It grows every year because it's become like a virus. With one person tells the next, who tells the next, and you know, before you know it, we've got 200 people down at the beach. But it's a good 200 people because we're all focused on the same thing, which is rejuvenation, forgiveness, remembering, and the endeavor to make things correct. And so it's not a religious experience. It is a personal experience meant for everybody to dwell into themselves. And then from when that sun rises, tears flow. And people say, I'm ready. Okay, bring it on. Here's the weekend. And this, to me, is the litmus test of this event is I want to make sure that I am in the right frame of mind. I'm not here just to buy art. I'm not here just to have a party. I'm here to learn. I'm here to share. I'm here to contribute. I may be here to disagree, and that's fine too. You know, disagreement is okay as long as we, you know, try to find the right path for everybody to move on. And having Hugh Vai in the morning like that, it clears everybody's mind and soul and say, okay, bring it. Let's see what happens. What can I learn today? So it increases every year.
And I think in a way, Clifford, what you have always brought to the table is some points that take some courage to bring up, things that people talk about amongst themselves, but they don't usually bring up. You know, it's just the kind of things that might happen if you're having a lunch, but you'd never have a panel.
Again, to me, please, audience, this is my humble student opinion, is that when that happens, that causes an inner fighting or an inner type of resentment if it stays that way. So hopefully, by bringing it out, we can say, good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, bad idea. Let's try it this way instead. So it offers us the opportunity to share opinions with the common goal of finding a goal or a progressive path for Hawaiian issues, for cultural issues, for just people issues to move forward. And I'm a utopian. I'm a Libra, and I'm a optimist. So I got all those three things working for me in that sense.
yeah, indeed you do. I think one of the great traditions I've always enjoyed is the chanting, the entrance in the beginning, in the lobby, which is the opening the gateway that starts at 9:45.
Right.
Everything stops. Everything has a pause. It's like you hit the pause button
there. Exactly. And that Ve Kaipuka means opening the gateway. That is a common protocol when coming to hula schools or Hawaiian schools, where again you ask permission. You stand outside the door, you state who you are, where you're from, what your intentions are. So when our practitioners gather outside, they line up by island, they line up by family, they line up by organization, and they present their ode, very heartfelt, stating exactly what I said. And they're opening the door and asking, may I please come into your home? Basically, they're saying, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, will you accept me as this type of a description? And then from the inside, the Hawaiian answers will be, yes, come into my home and eat and drink until your stomach is so full, and that you can go out and tell the stories of the hospitality and accomplishments of this place. So yes, it's not about the food or the drink that they're going to have. It's about the knowledge, the camaraderie, and the rewards that will fill them up. That's what their body. So they ask permission to come in.
Mm-hmm.
We grant the permission. The door is open. Boom. the event begins. And, you know, I've seen our tourists who have no idea of what's going on. They're just stopped in their tracks going, oh, my God, what is happening here?
Right.
So, you know, this is not a TV production. This is real. So,
yeah.
And again, please, this is a public event. This is not a Ritz-Carlton Hotel solitude event. This is a public event, and we please ask everybody to come and experience it.
Well, and you know, there's some things that's so interesting, because I was trying to get a hold of Napua, Greg, and she just got married, and I couldn't reach her. But, I mean, here's a chance. I mean, she's so busy. You can't just reach out to her, but you put together some of the top kumus here. You have Napua, who just got married,
who's
very respected, and Kumuhula Kamaka Kakona, and you have Kuma Kathy Radar, and you have them talking about From My Kumu to Me. And again, this is something that is so important and honored. Really an honored thing that people may not understand unless they've been in a halau.
Yes, and it stems from the extremely rapid growth of how hula now in Japan, for instance, or just in Japan as an example. It's blossomed, huge there.
Yes.
So that many of our kumus are taking the trips back and forth. But what they have to be responsible for is to stick to the traditions, the rigors, and the disciplines of how their kumu taught them.
Mm.
Even if they're in a different nation, they still have to do that. And then from there, those students have to pass that same responsibility on if they intend to further their education or do something like that. So with Kumu Kamaka Kukona, with Napua, with Katharina, three different styles, three different kumu, but at the same time, all on the same hula path of discipline, the rigors, and the, you know, each song may have different movements to it per dancer, per school. But nonetheless, it's still on the same, the basics, and the disciplines are still the same. So it's about now, okay, hey, my kumu taught me, I'm a kumu now, I get to teach you. And then at the same time, it's, can I change this without being offensive? Can I make this move without causing too much waves in the hula world? So, you know, that's, it's about the future of hula as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, this has also happened in music, and we've seen the traditions of the music happening. And in an interesting light, of course, I'll jump ahead to Saturday night, where you have the falsetto contest for females, you know, which, I mean, I really applaud Daryl on this idea, because I was talking to someone just the other day, and I said, you don't forget there's the falsetto concert. They said, oh, yeah, we love the falsetto, Richard Hope. I said, yeah, but this is for females. He says, this is women. And they said, I didn't know women could do falsetto. And, you know, and here it is a tradition. But at the same time, look at, you got to open that door again and say, this does exist, and this can exist, and this can grow, right?
Right, right. And yes, we've got, I think we have five great contestants this year. But it's just not the contestants and the competition that make the evening. It is the bevy of stars that appear as they support this that take the stage. And it's a must-see for everybody to see the talent that goes up there. Kumu Napua and her sister will be handling the luau section of it, the entertainment. And then from there, we proceed right there on the stage, which is for right into the competition. And then that's when the stars start shining. You know, the first part, you're feeling your stomach. You're having a great time. You're having a great feast. After that, it's all about feeling your senses with the music and just enjoying yourself before we go into the next event after that. But, yeah, trust me, especially with Auntie Carmen Hulu Lindsay there, you know things are going to be made right.
Well, you know, the thing is, this is probably, some people consider this luau to be the best luau of the year. Because, you know, you have, you, not only do you check off the boxes, but it's the way, the quality of each dish that you have there is amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing. Everything you could hope for in that, you know.
And yes, and I'll admit that, and I have to thank the staff of this hotel because they allowed me to dream and say, you want a luau? Let's put on a luau.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to put on a banquet feast because, you know, and all kudos to all the other luaus. They do their thing. That's all good. This one, with the ingredients and the foods that we have, sometimes you rarely find it in a backyard luau.
Yeah.
Because we go through the steps to make sure everything is authentic and you know, and ono, as you say. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is, the food is incredible. It is incredible. And like I say every year, please get your tickets early because I hate telling people with tears in their eyes, I'm sorry, I have nothing to give. It's all done. You're sold out. So.
Well, and you know, I've seen people do luaus and you have it at some of these hotels where it'd be hundreds of dollars. And the Kama Aina rate's only $119 the valid Hawaii ID. And for kids, you know, it's just $49. And children 5 and under are free. So
right.
Are there tickets still left for this?
Yes, there are tickets still left. And again, you know, Maui has the reputation for waiting until 24 hours prior to the event before panicking and starting to get their tickets. That's why I'm asking everybody to get their tickets now. Yes, tickets are still available at a very affordable. And if you want to go check out prices comparing, we're at about 50% of cost.
Yes. Yeah. And the number to call on that is 808-665-7089. By the way, parking is complimentary, and some hotels
correct.
Some hotels can charge up to $20 for parking.
And for those of you who are thirsty, it's an open bar.
Yeah. Wow. So that's amazing. 808-665-7089. But do get tickets right away. But let's get back to the luau. I want to talk about the concept and the theme and the fact that you're going to be on the panel on Saturday. Now, I'm going up Saturday. I wish I could go up Friday, but I'm working Friday. But I'm planning to spend all day up there Saturday. But I want to definitely see your... I mean, I consider you one of my great teachers, and I really honor and recognize what you are going to be talking about on your panel on Saturday. And our responsibility, right? What is our responsibility? And from you, who've been now the cultural director there for, 30 years now? How long have you been?
31.
Since the beginning.
We're stretching.
So at 12:30 on Saturday in the hotel theater to 1:30, and you have to organize your day, folks, because there's a lot going on. That's why I want to bring this one up as very important. Check mark this one. What is my responsibility? Ahi ko'u kuleana. Thank you.
Which is, what is my responsibility? And again, you know, I get the whole year to observe things and create some stuff in my brain that I think would be of interest. And what I found this year, that it's been a pretty troublesome year for Hawaiians debating Hawaiians about Hawaiians debating Hawaiians. So it gets that way. And then I started thinking, seeing people pointing fingers at others saying, hey, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that right, blah, 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 blah. And then it was really strange, came to like an epiphany. I was listening to the radio and this Michael Jackson song came on and it says, change, you just got to look in the mirror. I forget what it was about.
Yeah.
But it was about, if you want change, look in the mirror.
Yeah.
That's you. You need to be the one to worry about you and you contribute rather than pointing to what other people are contributing or not contributing. Because if all of us were to form the first layer the first flower of a lei each day. All our contributions during the day would be coming out of the flower. Wow, we got the world licked.
Mm.
We got the world licked. We just got to look at ourselves in the mirror and try to make an accomplishment somehow, any little thing. And just teaching a kid the right way to say something, or like, you know, a garbage can says mahalo. And people say, does this mean garbage? No, this means mahalo. Mahalo means thank you very much for appreciating what we're doing. So just little things like that make a difference in your kuleana.
Yeah.
And some of us, kuleana, as I say, grabs us by the neck and says, this is your kuleana, versus others who get to choose theirs. And I think when kuleana chooses you, oh boy, that becomes a much different atmosphere for the future of the person. They have no choice. They got to carry forward with it. And at some time or other, they will realize it.
Is that like a calling?
Yeah, I guess it is a calling. And you don't know it's there. And I've told you this story a million times. I'm sorry if I'm repeating it. But, you know, driving to the hotel to apply for this job 30-some-odd years ago, I was literally thinking, am I sleeping with the enemy?
Mm.
Am I sleeping with the enemy?
Mm-hmm.
And then here I am now, taking care of our Ibi Kupuna. And then I say to myself, no, my Ibi Kupuna was calling me and say, hey, we need somebody to malamba this place. Mm-hmm. It just happened to be me, and I accepted it. And here I am today, and it's affected, I hope, many of the younger people with new laws and restrictions and sites and stuff. And, you know, it's time for these younger minds and fresh thinking and energetic souls to take over and carry on.
You know, and again, you have to be so careful because politically correct and everything. But, you know, one thing I have to say about this is sometimes there are Hawaiian conventions and sometimes there are meetings and things as that. But one thing I love that's kind of different about the Ritz-Carlton Celebration of the Arts is it is not, I don't feel like it's judgmental against Howleys.
No.
I don't
no,
feel like it's all judgmental against visitors. And I have gone to other things where I have felt that, like, I'm an enemy and it hurts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I feel like I am being taught when I go there.
Right.
I feel like I'm learning.
Right.
I feel like I'm growing. And
right.
and I think that is so beautiful.
And that's one of the things that I stress to our panel facilitators, is that if there is an inclination that's being showed that this is somebody's fault and this and that and this and that, nip it in the bud. Because what we're trying to do is address situations. This person from South Carolina may have a suggestion that may benefit our people more than anything that I could contribute. They may have something in legislation in terms of health, in terms of land ownership, in terms of cultural things from Native tribes that they're using that we don't know about. And they can become a partner and our ally rather than an opponent. I don't want people fearing us. I want people caring for us. This is the whole difference between that. And I make sure that our facilitators accept all, of course, opinions. And if it's never gotten to a point where there's a stand-up disagreement, blah, 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 name-calling and stuff. It's never gone that way. So thankfully, knock on wood, everybody will continue to come with open ears and an open heart.
And with that feeling of aloha, that it's really... that feeling of openness that you get when you really do have that presence, that spirit of aloha. And I have to say, I've always felt it. I have my favorite things I love to do. I'm going to go see the Niihau people. I have to ask you, last year it expanded. Now, you know, last year I didn't expect it to be so huge because it had been just over COVID, but it was seemed bigger last year. So are you going to continue that expansion feeling with the different arts?
Yes. It's even bigger this year.
Really?
Yeah, many, many artists and crafters book signing, displays. Yes, it's grown again, and that is good. And everybody's just willing to come and share. And when I speak to them, I say to the crafters, I say to the artisans, this is not about you sitting down going, I'll give you two of these for $25. No. What I say to them is, you have something for them that you talk to them about you. Tell them what inspired you so that maybe you can inspire that child.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can inspire that education. So it's again, it's personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, sell your product. You have beautiful things to sell.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not a swap meet. It is a meeting of the mind.
Mm-hmm. No, that's so true. I mean, last year I ended up spending an hour with the Nihal people, and I met the son of, what's the name of that lady that brings her whole family, has been doing it for years?
Kali Aloha Roback.
What an amazing, beautiful soul, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's hard to take your eyes off her chalets that she's wearing, but her son was singing, and what a beautiful voice, and I just listened to
that's
him.
Unbelievable. You're totally right. The Nihal people, when they sit with the ukulele, especially on a Sunday, and they their voices extend, it's like, wow. Hey, this is really, really nice. Really nice.
You know what? Her son, of course, was from Nihal. You know what he is now? Her son, one of the sons, she has a large family. I talked to him afterwards. I said, you're so talented. I said, what are you doing with that? He says, well, I'm a fireman. I'm a firefighter, and I work at Pearl Harbor. In Oahu. Now, I mean, I have a couple of firefighter friends, and they said, you know, that's a very hard job to get because that's a federal job. That's the extra heavy duty one because it's at Pearl Harbor. And what a humble, beautiful young man from Nihal landing up being a firefighter in Oahu. I was just blown away, you know. It touched me really deeply. And that's the kind of moments you're talking about, right?
I think you hit a key word, humble. These people in Nihal, they work hard. I mean, you look at their hands, their fingers.
Oh.
They're not tiny.
No.
They have big Hawaiian fingers, and they're working with the tiniest of shells.
I think in a half an hour, I got 15 shells. These are tiny little shells with little holes in it. It's like, how do you do this?
I know. And they make these holes, and they clean these holes, and they make sure everything's perfect. And I sit in amazement and listen to them. And what is really cool is they'll be speaking Olelo Hawaii most of the time between each other.
Yeah.
And that, again, draws guest interest to sit down and hear the language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they ask the history, and then they walk away with a reward.
Yeah.
With that type of deal. So, the humility is something that comes to the Nihal people. They are so, so humble, always smiling.
Yeah.
You know, and just good people. Good people.
I think there will be a couple of ghosts wandering the hall.
Betty
Freeland, one of the great artists that you'd featured so many years out there, passed away a month ago, I believe, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Beautiful.
She has art that lines the hotel walls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful art. And I always think about your beautiful brother and chanter who wore his beautiful hokales. You're just gorgeous, gorgeous lays. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm forgetting, Sam? What's his name? That did the chanting.
My real brother or?
No, your spiritual brother that did the chanting for years, always there, opening and everything.
Oh, that was Charles Opal?
Yeah.
Charles Opal. And then recently passing Kelly Tawa. They were the two that formed our protocol.
And this is what's so important about this legacy you're talking about, of course. And the handing over, which you mentioned a few times, you know, some people may not know, but you've had health challenges, and you had a health challenge again. And I swear, sometimes I'm going, oh my gosh, Clifford, I don't know how you can continue to do all of this work with some of the challenges. Some people may not know the challenges you've faced. And I was wondering, how in the world are you going to be able to do all this with? But then what you do is you find people. I mean, I know Daryl and other people have stepped up, but to me, it's miraculous that you're out there.
Thankfully, I have my siblings that really believe in the event, and they've taken charge of air transportation, ground transportation. We have some great support here for the hotel. So a lot of it is delegated. However, I just got to make sure all the small pieces of the puzzle are there. The arrangement of lays, who gets this. So there's little things that I got to do, but thankfully with the support of and the trust of the practitioners that say, Clifford, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need? And yeah. It goes forward from there. So, yes, the event has grown, but so has the trust and so has the support of all of those involved. Yeah.
Absolutely. And there's so much respect and love from everyone I talk to involved for you. I never hear anything but respect and that respect and love for you. And that's something because, you know, people talk and it's like, but I don't ever hear any of that talk.
Thank you.
No, that's something. You have a very close relationship with your beautiful, I think it's, is it your cousin? Kamakakoa Fernandez?
Kamakakoa Fernandez.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And Brian
Fernandez is my nephew.
Your nephew and Bryant Neal, they're going to have a special panel at 3:15?
Right. Yes, we have a panel called Hawaiian Heart and Soul. Now here again, it's a Hawaiian thinking, and yet it's not. What it is will be about our Afro-American brothers and sisters who live here in a brown world, who have immersed themselves in a world of culture and art, singing, and whatever the case may be. But then when they leave this side of the brown and they go to the other side, sometimes they're treated as a different human being. And so for them, it's challenging. What personalities do I carry on? When do I need to change my personality, if I need to change my personality? And how do I get back to my roots at the same time? Yeah, so we're having this panel called Hawaiian Heart and Soul with Leslie Matthews, Neil Bryant, and Kamakakeo Fernandez. And they'll be telling their stories about, okay, I love Hawaii, but I'm still Afro-American. How do I coexist in this? Because, you know, yes, they do face challenges. They're honest with me. You know, and I thought that was a very cool topic to know that people, no matter who, can love Hawaii with a Hawaiian heart and Hawaiian soul, but then at the same time, they go through a different change once they leave the surroundings of where they are.
So true. Well, I've got my next guest calling in, so I'm going to let you go, but it's so wonderful. So wonderful talking to you.
Thank you.
I'll see you out there.
Well.
You too. Stay healthy, well. Okay? Aloha.